Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
This indictment reads like a mafia case.
It reads like something straight out of the Gambino crime family, where they say the boss wants the tapes deleted.
And when Thomas Jefferson visited Venice and visited the Doge and saw the separation of power, that was an inspiration for him.
If you could do anything at all, Joe, what would you do? I said I'd cure cancer. They looked at me like, why cancer? Because no one thinks we can. That's why, and we can. And the cancer as we know it.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, hour two this Friday, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News Channel. Hope you'll set your DVR Monday through Friday. Never, ever, ever miss an episode. You can always catch it on DVR. All right, so here it is. Here's where we are. We have a weaponized Department of Justice at it again, as we've been discussing now for the better part of an hour. And, you know, piling on more charges against Donald Trump. I'm sure that, you know, he's going to get parking tickets, jaywalking, spitting on the sidewalk tickets and arrests probably any day now, any second now. But and then we have this ability at this moment in history to compare and contrast the way that Donald Trump is treated versus the way Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the Biden family syndicate is treated. And by the same FBI and by the same DOJ. This is the importance of Jim Jordan's Judiciary Committee investigation into whether the Biden's DOJ and FBI are weaponized and politicized. It gets to the heart of all of this. And at this point in time, how far can people go to protect the Bidens and the Biden family and the Biden family syndicate? And at what point, you know, when this judge exposed what happened this week, that they had this deal that they believe they struck with prosecutors, they believe they had this deal. They did not walk into that courtroom expecting that judge to ask those tough questions the way that she did. You know, that the United States agrees not to criminally prosecute Biden outside the terms of this agreement for any federal crimes encompassed by the attached statement of facts. A statement of facts, including details about possible drug crimes, gun crimes, tax crimes related to all these sketchy international business deals in China, Ukraine, Russia, and other countries. They try to pull a fast one. Well, it's not the first time. I mean, We had FBI Director Comey sign 3 of the 4 phony FISA warrants. We all know, based on the dirty Clinton bought and paid dossier that they were warned about in August of 2016, that was political, that they even themselves tried to verify it by offering $1 million to its author, Christopher Steele, in early October, long before they filed for the first FISA warrant application. Didn't matter that he couldn't collect his $1 million. They still used it. We know that it wouldn't have been approved without the dossier, because Andrew McCabe told us so. Without the dirty dossier, they would not have been a FISA application granted. Anyway, Greg Jarrett is with us as we go through this insane legal week that we've all experienced. Fox News analyst, author of the bestseller Trial of the Century, Paul Morrow is with us, retired NYPD inspector general and founder of opsdesk.org. Thank you both for being with us this Friday.
Good to be here.
You know, Greg, this is something you and I have talked extensively about, repeatedly about, but it's never been more obvious or transparent to everybody just how bad this has gotten. And that is the weaponization of justice, and how even the FBI has been politicized, at least in the top ranks. I'm not talking about rank and file.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, for this week's events in federal court in Delaware, I'm actually very surprised that the judge was so even-tempered, Mary Ellen Noriega.
Oh, she was getting pretty pissed, though, at times, you got to admit.
Yeah, I think so. I've read through the transcript, and you can sort of detect that. But look, I've been in front of federal judges. I've tried cases in federal court. And, you know, these are lifetime appointees, and they're imperious.
So you've been yelled at in court. Is that what you're admitting?
Yes, I certainly have. Told more than once to, you better bring your toothbrush.
Ouch.
Well, I always tended to push the line a little bit and step over it now and again. But look, the point is that I think many other federal judges would have read the prosecutors the Riot Act. I mean, they were trying to hide this blanket immunity that they were gifting to Hunter Biden by not placing it in the agreement, but burying it deep in the gun diversionary document where it doesn't belong. And then they, you know, in a clever sleight of hand, they slide it over to the judge in court without prior notice, and then try to get Judge Noriega to simply sign it, hoping she wouldn't bother to examine it. And fortunately, the judge is smart. She wasn't fooled. She asked 20.
But she had not seen the document until the morning of this here. And it even had, you know, it only left open the possibility of prosecution for any future conduct. So she, and this was buried, as you rightly point out, at the bottom of the document here. I'm assuming they thought she wasn't going to read it and probably would rubber stamp it, or certainly that was their hope.
Yeah, so much so, Sean, they didn't even put a signature line at the bottom of that gun diversionary document, hoping that by virtue of the fact she wouldn't actually have to sign it, but simply assent to it, that she wouldn't feel obligated to actually read it. Well, she's a conscientious judge, and, you know, and I think she knew going into that meeting something is terribly amiss here. This doesn't add up. And so she read it, discovered this blanket immunity that nobody would get for all of the other crimes that Hunter Biden almost assuredly committed. And she started asking the important questions, and then the whole thing imploded.
Let me get your take. You know, a lot has gone on this week, Paul, but I think it all goes down to that one paragraph that they tried to basically sneak into this entire agreement, that the United States agrees not to criminally prosecute Hunter Biden for any federal crimes related to this case, the deal reads, and only left open the possibility of prosecution for future conduct. First of all, I mean, that to me is as bad as lying to a FISA court, because they tried to bury this and hide this from the judge, and the judge smelled a rat. Look, I'm convinced the judge smelled a rat here. I'm convinced that the judge knew, you know, I'm sure follows the news, understood that there were a lot of other issues being brought up. She got this amicus brief from the House Ways and Means Committee. Then you had the shenanigans they pulled the night before. I mean, there was a lot on the judge's plate here to raise her antenna on this.
Yeah, Sean, I would agree. So, you know, I was watching the docket closely the day before. As an attorney, you know, I have access to it. I'm watching all of this on the federal database. And what I was looking for were the contours of the actual plea agreement, because, quite outrageously, we didn't know that as well going into the hearing. Now, remember, a plea deal is a deal. It's a contract, essentially. And as the people, we're supposed to be getting something out of this, right? So I'm looking to see, okay, where are they going with this plea deal? Not only does that not drop, but then you start to see this drama developing that you're referring to, this apparent attempt, allegedly, to try to hoodwink the court clerk, to pull over 400 pages of evidence that House Ways and Means put onto the file and request for an amicus. And let's take a moment to acknowledge this was well played by the Republicans in Congress, because they put on the record, we've been trying to get this into the record, we've been trying to get Merrick Garland's attention on this, David Weiss's attention on this, we've been rebuffed. So boom, it goes into the evidence. Now, if you're sitting where the judge is, you have over 400 pages of evidence that go right to the plea agreement, all kinds of allegations that have been developed, and then you have this nonsense where one of Hunter's lawyers appears to have called the court clerk and played some kind of game to try to get it taken down. So what does that do? That puts a lot of scrutiny on this judge and this case. And so the next day, I agree with you, she already smelled a rat. They think that they were going to come in. This is Biden country. Man, Delaware's a small place. This judge is probably well-networked in that area. She really showed courage here, because she's now made an enemy of the Biden machine on their home turf. But she called malarkey. She rebuffed it, I think, in a very measured way. I agree with, Greg. I would have expected even more fireworks from a federal judge. But she,
you know, the only danger is, and this is something Greg and Professor Dershowitz and I all discussed last night. I'll get your take, Paul. I think at the end of the deal, they're going to try in the next 30 days to rework this deal, and might make it palpable to her. And I don't see any deal that should be done at this time with the full knowledge that of what the IRS whistleblowers are saying, and also the allegations that pressure was brought to bear so the statute of limitations would pass, that the FBI had tipped off the Biden family about investigative interviews that were coming that they weren't supposed to know about, and other details as well, and stopping the IRS from doing their job. That's another issue that has come out, that's come to light this week.
So I agree, and that's why keeping the pressure on is so important, because if this sort of floats away into the ether, which I very much doubt it will, you're right. The easy way out here is for them to reconstruct the deal in a way that is palpable to, unfortunately, both sides, and it sails right through. I don't know that she's in a position to do that. And let's remember how Hunter reacted in court. They were trying to reconstruct this deal on the fly in court, because DOJ knew they'd been caught out. They were trying to face.
Hunter, once they said they were going to take away the possibility of future, that there wouldn't be any future prosecutions, they said, no deal, we're out. They didn't want any part of that deal.
Hunter lit up. Like, let's face it, like the spoiled child that he is, apparently he said an emphatic no. And realistically, what would normally happen, were this anybody else, is, okay, you walked out on a plea deal, we'll see you at trial. And he's already admitted to the gun charge lying on the form. So realistically, under that charge, you'd normally go to jail. This would be a de facto jail sentence in any other circumstance. And that's dangerous, because let's remember something. His daddy has said, I won't pardon him. So now you got a guy out there who knows he's in danger of going to jail, and he knows a lot.
All right, quick break. More legal analysis. Greg Jarrett, Paul Morrow on the other side. Your calls on this Friday coming up, if you want to be a part of the program. Also, we're going to play some of the best parts of our interview with Town Hall with RFK Jr. All right, we continue with Greg Jarrett and Paul Morrow. What do you think the net result of all of this is? Are they going to try to piece together a deal in the next 30 days that this judge would approve of, Greg?
Well, as you and I were talking last night on your program, my concern, and it's a serious, deep concern, is that prosecutors will remove the blanket immunity clause, but they will privately say, we assure you,
we are not going to bring any more charges. We're closing the file. Just trust us. This is going to be a secret agreement. Just go in there and agree to the guilty plea on the misdemeanors and the gun diversion. And, you know, we're going to snooker the judge and the public, but the case is over. Now, that's one possibility. The other possibility is that Leah Wise, the lead prosecutor in the case, who negotiated this plea deal, may have actually grown some courage and a conscience. And he may decide, you know what, I'm not going to be a part of this charade anymore. He's entered a not guilty plea. Now we're going to bring the full force and effect of the federal government and put him to trial. I hope that is the result.
Well, we can hope all we want. I just don't know. Now it brings up the next question, and Paul, I'll ask you about this, and I talk about it now all the time. When you compare and contrast the, like, for example, there is a special counsel supposedly investigating the top secret classified documents found in four Joe Biden locations. Of course, none of those locations were ever raided, and we don't hear a peep out of that prosecutor. I believe his name's Robert Herr. I'm not even sure anymore. Maybe he changed his name in the meantime, but he's certainly not on par with what's going on with the prosecutor in the Trump case that is aggressively, you know, convening one grand jury in one jurisdiction after another.
Yeah. I mean, the disparity between the alacrity with which the federal government is going at these cases is completely unmissable. These cases, and, you know, the timing, Sean, is always so curious, right? Every time something happens in Biden land that might actually get some of the mainstream media to pay attention, miraculously, something against Donald Trump drops the next day. And something that, you know, really irks the mainstream media, because I've seen the commentary, is that Judge Noriega is a Donald Trump-appointed judge, despite being a Democrat. So this is something where, once again, if you really peel back the layers, we can thank Donald Trump for this, because he got that judge in there. And from where I sit, Judge Noriega saved what's left of the trust in the criminal justice system in this country. Because if she had gone along with this, it would have been so blatant that you really just got to throw up your hands and just say, you know what, we're now a third world country. And as Greg articulated, that dynamic is still there, depending on what happens going forward. But the Republicans do have a trump card, and that's the Congress. That's why it was so important to hang on to the House. I really feel that Ways and Means dropping that 400-page document really influenced this. And that lever is there still going forward. And they're going to continue to investigate. We've got Devin Archer on Monday. So it's going to be harder and harder for DOJ to play the kind of games that you're talking about, the disparity in the aggressiveness as Congress continues to unearth this stuff. Obviously, the nightmare for them is if Donald Trump is ever back in power, he's turning all these rocks over.
All right, Paul Morrow, thank you. Greg Jarrett, thank you. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save.
And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's HealthLock.com. One word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
If you missed any of Sean's show today, catch up tonight on demand at 710WOR.com/podcast.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. I've been warning you that cyber criminals around the world are targeting U.S. homeowners. It's called home title theft. This story really makes me angry. Poor woman, 89 years old. She owned her Brooklyn home, Brooklyn, New York home, since the 60s. Well, she had her home stolen from right underneath her. The criminal forges her signature because everybody's title is online, steals the title, sells her home. It is happening more and more often, and we know it can happen to anybody because everybody has their title online. And anyway, our friends at HomeTitleLock.com, they showed us it takes these criminals about 5 or 6 minutes, and they're done. They own your home. They steal it. Now, you can protect your home, usually most people's biggest asset, and protect the people you care about. And our friends at HomeTitleLock.com will give you 30 days of true home protection for free. They monitor what is the largest property database in the U.S. 24/7, 365. They'll alert you the second that anyone messes with your title. And by the way, if God forbid something happens, Home Title Lock has a team of restoration specialists that will act fast and save your home. Anyway, get started today. Get a free title scan. Verify your home is still in your name and you're not a victim. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and protect your biggest asset. All right, let's get to our phones on this Friday. Dave in beautiful North Carolina. What's up, Dave? How are you? What part of North Carolina are you in?
Yeah, nice and hot, Sean. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Where are you in North Carolina?
I'm down near Topsail Beach in States Ferry.
Wow, nice area, North Carolina. You're living large.
It is. It's beautiful here. But hey, I was really surprised to hear that you're not a registered Republican, that you're with the Conservative Party. And I'm interested to understand why. And aren't you missing an opportunity to vote in the primaries?
It's a great question. Well, the short answer is I identify more as a conservative. My political philosophy, ideology is conservative. And in New York, you can register as a conservative, and I do. Often the Republican candidate will also run on the conservative line, but I'll vote on the conservative line over the Republican line. Sometimes there are different candidates that they put forward. Usually it doesn't end well. It's better when they're united. So that's one. I did at one point change. It was some primary. I don't remember what it was. I did change over to be a Republican so I could vote in a primary. But the first opportunity I had, I changed it back. And it's just simple. I mean, honestly, over the course of my life and career, Republicans too often have disappointed me. And there are many great Republicans, great conservatives in the Republican Party. But there's also Rhino Republicans. I don't identify with them. So I just feel more comfortable identifying as a conservative. That, you know, I feel like we're arguing about pronouns at this point. But that's my short answer. You know, I believe in the principles of limited government, greater freedom, lower taxes. I want originalists on the bench. I want secure borders. I want energy independence. I want law and order. I want peace through strength. You know, just I don't think it's complicated to be a conservative.
Yeah, and the reason I ask that question is a lot of people don't know about the Conservative Party. They think, and I thought there was, you know, three or four parties, the Green Party, you know, obviously Democrat, Republican Party, but I didn't know there was a Conservative Party. And so I just wanted to give you the opportunity.
Well, I don't think every state has an opportunity for people to register as a conservative. In the state of New York, they have that opportunity.
Okay.
So I hope that answered your question. I mean, usually the conservative person on the ticket is also the Republican. You can run on multiple tickets in New York, okay?
Right. Okay.
All right, my friend. You have a great weekend, all right? My buddy. I actually had a chance. He showed up at one of our TV shows. You ever going to come back? Mo the Liberal from Brooklyn, New York. Mo the Liberal from Brooklyn, New York. Maybe if you're new to the program. Mo has been calling me since 1996 on this radio program. Mo thinks I'm one of the most dangerous men in America, but he still listens. So I admire that part of him. But do you still believe that I'm dangerous? If I was that dangerous, you know, the world would be a very different place because people would be listening to everything I say and we wouldn't be in the mess we're in with your president, Joe.
Sean, you're like a giant car with a muffler. You're quieted somewhat, but you're still very dangerous, Sean.
I've quieted somewhat? What does that mean?
Look what's going on. I mean, I don't see much hope for the red people in this country. They're not going to win the election.
I don't see much hope for your friend Joey either. Looks like Joey's got a lot of explaining to do, as they say down south, as it relates to all this money that he and his family have been making from foreign entities and the allegations that he took specific actions as vice president in exchange for family money. That's a pretty serious allegation, Mo. I think where you grew up in Brooklyn, they might call that a bribery allegation.
My God, bribery. You're kidding me. Really? Is that what you think is going on here? I got you.
Well, you tell me, why did Joe Biden fire a prosecutor and his son continue to get paid? You tell me, what does that sound like? Does that sound like a shakedown to you, or I'm sitting here with my dad and we want to know why you didn't keep your commitment? And I need to know now. And by now, I mean tonight. And then lo and behold, 5 days later, $5 million shows up in their account. Hunter Biden gets paid millions of dollars and admits he has no experience in energy, oil, gas, coal, but he's making money from Burisma, CEFC in China. Let me ask you, Mo, I mean, you seem like a pretty down-to-earth kind of guy. You don't seem like you're overly rich or wealthy, but, I mean, if you can get $5 million in a job for work you've never have any experience in, would you like that deal?
Sean, I've worked on jobs where I've been bribed. I was offered a no-show job on the Sherm nuclear plant to be quiet on a construction job I was monitoring.
What'd you do?
I didn't go for it. I quit both jobs. I didn't go work at Sherm.
You're a liberal with integrity. What, you know, too bad we don't have the Biden family with that level of integrity. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Oh, I integrity is most important thing, you know. But, you know, court, how many cases actually go to court? Plea bargaining is a horrible thing. It needs to be ended. We only need to prosecute serious, serious crimes. And is Biden, Hunter Biden, all them? We'll find out, won't we? Right?
Well, we're finding out. I mean, just look at the 1023 form. Look at the information that we're getting from the House Oversight Committee. I mean, the evidence is coming out more and more every day. By the way, I had an incident once. I'll tell you, when I was young, and I used to like to fix cars. I used to fix my own cars. That's what I understood. I can't fix a car today. My life depended on it, unless it was an old car. I used to do tune-ups and brakes and oil changes. And, you know, I could do a lot of work on a car. Alternators, starters, I could do it all. I couldn't do engine rebuilds. That was a little complicated for me. Anyway, so I worked just for like 3 days at a auto repair shop. I thought I might like it. And anyway, so the owner of the shop, some guy drops off a car. He pulls out the starter, checks it all out. The starter's fine. Nothing wrong with the starter. And what the guy does is wire brush it, paint it black, put it back in, and charges the guy for a brand new starter. And I'm watching him do all this. I said, that's not a new starter. It's the same one. You didn't do anything to it. And he goes, he knew I had caught him. And so what I did was I told him that day I quit. And then I drove to the owner of that car's house. I got the address. He wasn't home. Tried another time. I never got the guy, but I tried to get in contact with the guy to let him know he got ripped off.
Yeah. Well, you know, integrity you have, I think, Sean. That's what, or else I wouldn't be talking with you. Why would I waste my breath?
When are you coming back to TV so I can introduce you? By the way, everybody make a mental image. What do you think Mo looks like? If you think Grateful Dead hippie, you're probably right on the money.
I'm getting a haircut, Sean.
You need one.
In the movie, I play an old man, and we're shooting it on Saturday. And I'm getting a haircut, buddy, so I'll look different.
Oh, wait a minute. Come over to my house. I'll cut your hair for free. It's not hard. Just take a pair of scissors and just start chopping away.
I'm going to a number one stylist friend of mine. I don't know what I'm going to
do. A number one stylist friend of yours. Whoa, you're living large. I like it.
I am, and so are you, Sean. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Mo in Brooklyn. Look, Brooklyn, New York. My dad grew up in Brooklyn. Liz in the free state of Florida. Liz, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm great, Sean. How are yourself?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I'm just wondering, where is Hunter getting all this money for these high-dollar attorneys that are defending him? He was broke. He couldn't pay child support. Daddy was sending him money. Where is this money coming from?
Well, part of it's coming from that sugar daddy guy that paid his taxes and bought him a car out in California. The guy that was smoking the bong on the deck of his apartment complex. Now, I'm not alleging there's anything nefarious in the bong. I actually think weed is legal out in California. But he's getting a lot of money from there. I don't know the answer to that question. I'd like to know how Joe on a senator's salary owns a beach house. You know, I happen to be, you know, somebody that's been interested in property and investments in property for years. And let me tell you something. Any waterfront home is usually a little more expensive. Usually a lot more expensive.
It's just very strange. You know, is all this money, you know, all I can think of is Joe Biden laughing, saying, where's the money? He knows exactly where it is, in my opinion. And that's probably what they're using.
Well, think of the 1023, and what did the Burisma executive say? $5 million for one Biden, $5 million for another Biden, and they're not going to find this money, you know, how they paid it for 10 years. Well, 10 years has passed. I'm ready to find it, and hopefully James Comer and his committee will. You know, how was that money transferred? Because I don't think the guy's lying, and I'd like to hear those tapes. I hope one day he turns out over the tapes. That would be pretty interesting.
Oh, yes, it would. I heard one other little tidbit.
What's that?
Crypto Boy donated $10 million to Biden's campaign.
Crypto Boy. Oh, you're talking about that guy. What's his name? Bankman-Fried. Yeah.
Yep. That's him. What did he get for that money?
No idea. Gave a lot of money to a lot of Democrats, apparently.
Oh, yes. And the state of New York, I believe, they don't want to charge him with any campaign finance issues.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. A big swirling toilet, and I hope some of them start going down the drain.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, as of now, I think what's been spectacular to me is the level of arrogance the DOJ has shown in the face of investigations and information coming out about a dual justice system. You know, the absolute, you know, it's scorched earth, you know, policies against all things Trump, and then all the effort in the world to give the Bidens a pass and even sneak in a provision in a plea deal that would prevent him from being charged in the future, knowing that new information is coming out every day that likely would lead to charges. I mean, that level of arrogance to me is breathtaking. It's also a little scary because they probably wouldn't be that arrogant unless they thought they'd get away with it all.
Right.
I don't know.
It's starting to crumble. I hope that judge continues to do her job. I was so happy that I heard that. I thought, oh, my God, something's working in the right favor. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was. Let me tell you, a lot of pressure is going to be brought to bear on that judge. Mark my words, in the days and months ahead. Appreciate the good call, though. Thank you, Liz. All right, quick break, right back to our phones. Toll free, our number this Friday, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, let's get back to our busy phones. Let's see, Bobby, New Jersey. What's going on, Bobby? How are you? Glad you called, sir. What's going on?
Hello, Sean. My wife and I are fans of your show and
thank you.
Ideas.
I appreciate it.
I've been a part-time tax preparer for over 30 years and an enrolled agent with the IRS for a number of those years. I wanted to concentrate on some of the IRS side of these issues with Hunter Biden that I have not heard previously. So my first question would be, we're talking about 2014 and 15, but normally when you have situations of underreported and potentially fraud-related charges, you also would open up those audits to other years. I have not heard anything about the years 2016, 17, 18, and 19, for example.
Well, the years we're talking about with the misdemeanor, 2017 and 2018, the years that were allowed to expire were, I believe, 2014, 15, and 16. And there was a lot of money made during that time period. And if you go back to the IRS whistleblower testimony, they were saying that's when they were not allowed to do their job, finish their investigation, and that the Bidens were receiving special treatment that nobody else had received previously. And these are professional, you know, IRS people that have great track records. One a Democrat, by the way. My sources that have seen the suspicious activity reports and a lot of the information you're referring to say that it is so obvious that what they were doing and how they were trying to hide their money, and that these, an LLC is an LLC. I mean, I have LLCs for companies, but I put real money and invest real money in whatever business that I might be involved in. I mean, it's very different. It's not an LLC set up to receive money and distribute funds of ill-gotten gains from foreign entities. I mean, that's the big difference there. But you're right. You know, once you follow the money, that's when you're going to get closer and closer to the truth. And that ultimately, I think, is what brings them down. Very smart call, Bobby. You know your stuff.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.